Oh, what a wonderful, wonderful day, day I will never forget. After I'd wandered in darkness away, Jesus, my Savior, I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend, he met the need of my heart. Shadows dispelling, with joy I am telling, he made all my darkness depart. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Born of the Spirit with life from above, into God's family divine, justified fully through Calvary's love, oh, what a standing is mine! And the transaction so quickly was made, when as a sinner I came, took of the offer of grace he did proffer, he saved me, oh, praise his dear name. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Now I have a hope that will surely endure after the passing of time. I have a future in heaven so sure, there in those mansions sublime. And it's because of that wonderful day when at the cross I believed. Riches eternal and blessings supernal from his precious hand I received. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. My sins were washed away, and my night was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul.
Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. And just then, there appeared a woman with a spirit that had crippled her for 18 years. She was bent over and was quite unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, "Woman, you are set free from your ailment." When he laid his hands on her, immediately she stood up straight and began praising God. What an amazing experience. A healing, a deliverance, a miraculous event. What a wonderful sight that must have been. A woman bent over with her ailment, bent over with the spirit of oppression and bondage, bent over, unable to walk straight. And Jesus reaches out his hands and lays them on her. And she is healed. She is delivered. The bondage is broken. The chains are torn asunder. And she is able to stand up straight and praise God. What an incredible sight that must have been. And therefore, how much more amazing that the leader of the synagogue would say what he said to Jesus there. Note what he says. There are 6 days on which work ought to be done. Come on those days and be cured, and not on the Sabbath day. He was upset. Why? Because Jesus was breaking a rule. As Jim said in the children's sermon this morning, the Sabbath day rule is critical. It's a good rule. It speaks about the importance of spiritual rest. It speaks about the importance of physical rest. It speaks about the importance and the need that we have to rest. To rest our bodies, to rest our souls, to rest our minds, and turn ourselves over entirely to God. And that's important, especially for people who labor day after day in fields and in sweatshops, working hard over machines in today's society, at computers and in offices and on the roads, driving around town. Whatever your work may be, it is important to have a time of Sabbath rest, a time that your body and your mind and your spirit can rest, a time that can then be turned over entirely to God, to God's disposal, to God's pleasure, to God's needs, to God's design. And your whole life should be a Sabbath, by the way. Your whole life should be governed by God's presence and God's design and God's will. But for one day a week, and that's all he asks, one day a week, you rest from what you're doing and do only what God wants you to do. That's why it's okay for people like Jim and myself, Diane, Gerald, and all those who work in various capacities as Sunday school teachers and administrators like Peggy, all those who work in various capacities like Weldon on the board in the back, all those who work in various capacities, labor for the Lord on the Sabbath, on this Sabbath day. Now, the Sabbath day is actually Saturday, but we celebrate the Christian Sabbath, the Resurrection Day. Our day dedicated to God is the day He rose from the dead, Sunday. This is our Sabbath rest, and part of that Sabbath rest means devoting yourself to God and God's purposes and God's designs and God's will for you. And that means being here. That means worshiping. That means serving. It may be work. I mean, I often have people joke, I haven't had it here, praise God, but I often have people joke, my goodness, preacher, you get paid an awful lot of money for 20 minutes of work a week, don't you? And that's on the Sabbath day, no less. Now, yes, it's work. It's an awful lot of work. You don't see the 10.5 hours that go into the preparation during the week or the hospital visitations, unless you're the one receiving the visit, or all the other work that goes on through the week. But this is joyful work. Working for the Lord on the Sabbath day in worship and in praise. I don't want to do anything else, my friends, but this. This is not the kind of work that we're called to set aside. Working for the Lord is the kind of work we're called to do every day, and especially on the Sabbath day. Now, the leader of the synagogue didn't really understand that. Here Jesus heals this woman, and he is scandalized by this healing. Come back on those other 6 days and be healed. But the Lord answered him and said, you hypocrites, do not each of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his donkey from the manger and lead it away to give it water? And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from this bondage on the Sabbath day? You hypocrites. Had somebody say to me, no one should ever do any work on the Sabbath day. There should be no work done. This was a friend of mine who was a member of a denomination that believed that you should only worship on Saturday, the real Jewish Sabbath. And he said, there should be no work, there should be no businesses open on Saturday. And he was telling me this while he was pumping some gas for his car. Giving his car a drink, his ox, get the connection? Hypocrites. We're all prone to a little bit of hypocritical action, my friends, when we think, oh, It's good that they don't work, but they need to serve me food, or they need to, you know, take my money for the gas I'm going to pump. Yeah, right. My friends, Jesus is very clear. If it's good enough for your ox to get some water or your car to get some gas on the Sabbath day, then it's certainly good enough for a woman to get healed, to get delivered from the power of Satan on the Sabbath day. And if it's good enough for this woman to get healed and get delivered from the power of Satan on the Sabbath day, then my friends, it's good for you too, and it's good for me. And ought not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan bound for 18 long years, be set free from bondage on this Sabbath day? When he said this, all his opponents put to shame, and the entire crowd was rejoicing at all the wonderful things he was doing. Jesus wants to work some wonderful things in our lives today. Jesus wants to set us free from bondage today. Jesus wants to reach out his hands of healing touch and deliver us from the chains that bind us today. Why? I don't have any chains. I'm walking upright. I don't have any feeling of oppression. Oh, really? Really? Are you going to be like the leader of the synagogue and poo-poo the healing? Or are you going to be like the woman bent over, oppressed by this demonic spirit, and receive the healing touch of Jesus? What is binding you today? What is weighing you down today? Is it an illness? Is it a sickness? Do you have a cold or a cough or a virus? Do you have headaches? Backaches? Leg aches? Rear aches? I don't mean the person sitting next to you in the pew. What kind of ache and pain do you have physically? What kind of emotional pain do you have? Pain over the loss of a loved one. Pain over the loss of a friendship. Pain over fear of the future, fear of money, upset and remorse over the past and failings in the past. What emotional pain do you have today? What spiritual pain do you have? A feeling of separation from God, a feeling of separation from family and friends, a feeling of separation from the church, a feeling of separation from the spiritual life that God may have for you. Heaven wants to come down, and glory wants to fill your soul. But it takes being willing to receive the healing touch. It takes being willing to receive the wonderful grace that God does proffer us from the cross. That transaction was made. Will it be applied to you today? That's the question Jesus asks of each of us. I have here on the altar some healing oil. It's a symbol. We have many means of grace in the church. There's baptism, remembrance of baptism, which we will celebrate next week. There's Holy Communion, which we celebrate on a regular basis in this church on first and third Sundays. There's preaching, which you're getting right now. There's the reading of the Scriptures. There's study of the Scriptures. There's prayer. There's singing of hymns. All these are means of grace, methods by which we receive the wonderful grace of God, methods by which heaven can come down and glory can fill our souls, if only we respond with faith. And another means of grace is anointing with oil as a healing touch, healing for body, healing for mind, healing for spirit, healing for whatever is weighing you down and binding you. The oil is a symbol of the cleansing power of God. It is simply a physical, visible, and tactual symbol of the healing, cleansing power of God. And when it is applied with the hands and in prayer, healing is promised. A means of grace is here. A calling for you to respond with faith and make it a sacrament in your life. Today you will be invited, when I'm finished here in a few moments, to come down and to kneel and to pray and to receive a touch of oil and the healing touch of God. You don't have to come. But my friends, I encourage you to. Because we have some heavy chains in this church and on this church and in our people today. We have some heavy chains, some powerful chains of sickness, illness. We have some chains of depression, my friends. We have some chains of spiritual darkness. My friends, allow the touch of Jesus today to come upon your life, to break the chains of bondage, to enable you to stand up straight like that woman and proclaim and praise God's name. You will be invited to come forward in just a moment to receive a healing touch and to pray and to receive again the wonderful grace of God, to allow heaven to come down and glory to fill your soul again. And like that woman, whatever may be stooping you over, whatever may be weighing you down, whatever spiritual darkness may be clouding your mind, whatever pain, whatever fear, whatever concern, whatever heartache may be weighing you down, whatever demon has a hold of your life and pulling you down, you're invited to turn it over to the cross. Turn it over to Jesus. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But he didn't just take upon himself our sins. He also took upon himself on the cross our sicknesses and our infirmities, our illnesses. And by his stripes, the stripes that he bore in the scourging, my friends, we are healed. My friends, whatever is weighing you down, whatever is chaining you down, whatever demonic spirit is gripping your body, your mind, or your spirit today, I invite you to come forward. Come forward and kneel at this rail. Offer your prayers to God. Receive a healing touch of oil. And have faith in the healing presence of Jesus. He will break the chains that bind you. He will break the chains that weigh you down. He will break the bondage of Satan wherever it may be in your life, if only you will let him. Allow heaven to come down and glory to fill your soul today. Receive the healing touch of Jesus and be set free from your bondage. The altar rail is open. I invite the organist to play something quiet, something prayerful. And I invite you to come down and to kneel at the rail if you feel called and receive a healing touch to assist. There are gifts of the Spirit. There are many gifts of the Spirit. One of those gifts is healing. My father has received a wonderful healing in his life. Not too far in the future, I'm going to be asking him to share his testimony from this pulpit. One of the things he received was healing. And he's been graced with the wonderful hands of grace, hands of healing. And so I asked him to pray for each of you, to offer up prayers in the Spirit for each of you and for me, that truly, truly we might know the healing touch of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I thank you for that moment of privilege that I took. He didn't even know I was going to do it. But God, thank you, Dad, for that. In Jesus' name.
Amen.